The goal line defence is holding. Now Farah! The Dragons' defence doesn't hold long enough to stop Robbie Farah on the big stage, scoring for South Sydney in his first Charity Shield. What a moment. What a run. Darting and finding a hole. Now he kicks outside. Oh, wonderful try from South Sydney. Braden Burns had to complete but put it down to the inside work. Damien Cook, what a play.
Braden Burns on the sideline in beautiful position. Here we see Cook again.
It's a banana
beautiful
kick.
Speed. Banana kick on the run. And Burns right in position and gets himself a beautiful try.
That's a great kick.
The tale of two hawkers. I can only give some advice to Damien Cook. Save that for the real deal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's way too good a stuff to actually be doing in a Charity Shield. A man who would have rejoiced at some of the skill and the effort on display for the South Sydney Rabbitohs in that crunching win over the Dragons yesterday is the skipper in Sam Burgess. G'day, Sam.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah,
good
that,
thanks,
was,
Sam.
That was as good as could be expected, Sam.
Yeah, mate, it was good. The boys were very clinical yesterday. The strict the process. No, it's a good first out for the full team. So we're looking forward to the season now next week.
How's the body after your first hit out?
Yeah, it's not too bad actually. A little bit shaky this morning. The shoulders are a little bit sore. I only played about 50 minutes. Not feeling too bad. Can't complain. The big fella, the boss, looked after me.
Well, that yeah, you washed his car all summer, mate. So. That helped. Mate, how's he going to work the two hookers? We saw a bit of that actuality there with Robbie Farah getting over in the early minutes, and then Damien was very, very good when he came on as well, and he possesses some different skills out of dummy half, doesn't he?
No, I think it's going to be interesting. I sat in the press conference after the game, and a lot of the media are asking about the two hookers, but I think the most... the best thing for the team is we've got competition for places. I think, Robbie was start of the game is very clinical, he's very composed, but then Damien came on and he managed to spark a bit of brilliance. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how things open up. But, both hookers bring so much to the team and they're very different players. So we'll see how that goes. But I think it's a positive thing for the team, moving forward.
The scary thing for all the other teams is you've got to put another player back into that team from yesterday in Greg English.
Now, right.
He's not the worst player I've ever seen.
He's all right.
He's all right. Yeah.
He's one of them guys. I think he might make the team. Greg is in good form. He's looking well, so he's pretty fit. And we're looking forward to getting him back in the team. So. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how things look in 12 days' time.
Was it just a rest thing for him, or was he injured?
No, I don't know. Actually, I think he I think he pulled rank. I think he pulled rank and said, "Mate, coach, take night off." And I think because he played the All Stars and then after the Four Nations last year into the World Cup this year, I think it's more of a rest thing than anything for Greg.
Was a new star discovered, mate, on that right-hand side, Braden Burns?
Yeah, well, to be honest, he didn't have to do too much.
No.
So he just had to catch the ball and put it down. So.
That was it.
Look, Braden's he's a great kid. He's fitted in extremely well over the pre-season. And, the boys really appreciate him around the club. So he's he's been fantastic. And like I said, he got a few good touches last night. And Damien Cook put him over for a good touch, and then Reynolds tried to match him and put a nice kick in there. So
he did too.
It took him very well last night.
That's the beauty of a sports team. When you think you've done well, you walk back in the change room after scoring a couple of tries, and all the old blokes just give it to you, mate. Don't get ahead of yourself.
You're only a winger.
Tough school, you know the drill, mate.
It's a tough school.
That's it,
That's exactly right. What does the next 12 days hold for the Rabbitohs? A little bit of more training, fine tuning, and then obviously the season begins.
Yeah, mate, well, I have a big couple of days. We've got, obviously, we'll recover from the game today and tomorrow, and then we'll have a big few days over Wednesday and Thursday, and then, it's pretty much full on into it, I guess, from Monday. So, we're looking forward to that. I think everyone's happy that pre-season's come to an end now, and we can get stuck into some football over, into the season.
And there is not going to be too much talk about Robbie Farah taking on his old club, the West Tigers, either, as we build up to that game on Friday night at ANZ Stadium.
No, I think it's going to be pretty quiet. I mean, every media outlet I've been to has Robbie the West Tigers round one, so I think it'll be pretty quiet for Robbie.
Nah,
but now, you know, Robbie's a professional, and you know, it's business time coming next Friday night, and like I think he's really looking forward to that. So we'll see how Maj picks his team next week, but I think Robbie's really looking forward to getting out there and doing a good job for us guys.
Yeah, he certainly is. One last thing, there's a little bit of talk about John Sutton. He was mentioned in the paper yesterday, potentially salary cap issues. I'd imagine that's in the background. You guys wouldn't be focusing on it, but he's had a tough couple of years with injury and stuff like that. The team be rallying behind him.
You completely nailed it. I think his background's a big thing. I think John, for sure, he's just going to enjoy his football and see what happens. You know, I think the salary cap and everything's a big issue for everyone, but for now, I think John's just going to enjoy himself and try and play some good football, I think. And, you know, he's doing that, I guess, from last night. He just got stuck in there and, well, you know, we'll see what happens over time. But he's one of the, I think he's the highest, he's the highest capped South Sydney player, and I'd love to see him keep going.
Yeah, and one final one, mate. Has the pre-season been harder with the new baby and the lack of sleep?
Yeah, mate, the coffee order's gone from a double flat white to a triple flat white. It's better in England, but no, it's been good. My wife's very good, actually. She gets me in the spare room on a big training day, so she's I'm quite lucky in that respect.
Sam, as always, mate, you've been a pleasure to talk this morning. Good luck for the season ahead, and hopefully we'll talk to you throughout the year.
See you, fellas. Have a good day.
Well done.
What
a big
Burgess.
Game that's going to be, and the big build-up, mate. Friday night, ANZ Stadium, the South Sydney Rabbitohs coming off that emphatic victory over the Dragons, 32-14, 6-3 up over the West Tigers, Robbie Farrow's old club. And just on other league news from over the weekend, the big shock, Tim Simona at the age of 25. Now, Tim Simona for the West Tigers has been issued with a notice of intention to cancel his registration for alleged breaches of the rules relating to gambling. Prohibited now from training or playing with the Tigers. Now, there was a, you know, salary cap issues at the West Tigers. There was talk that Tim Simona would be swapped or traded to the Gold Coast Titans. That now appears to be, well, quite clearly off. Jamal Idris will just probably come into that position. You would think they're different players, aren't they? You know, Tim light on his feet, and Jamal
powerhouse.
You know, he's a wrecking ball. So they're completely different players, but at least Jamal Idris is there. But Tim Simona must answer them. Look, early reports are they weren't massive bets, but, you know.
But the rules are simple, man.
They're well educated. It's no shock to them. They understand the consequences. I don't think there's any skullduggery.
I'm not allowed to bet on football. Well,
by Michelle, your wife?
No, but because I work in the game. The scary part about it is...
Karen won't let me bet on anyone.
The scary part about it is I'm allowed to bet on cricket, but I'm not allowed to bet on football. And I think I know far more about cricket than I do about the actual...
Yeah, and we're going to see that the changing of the rules as far as the naming of the sides and inside information.
Which I think is good stuff.
Squads and all that sort of stuff.
But it's good publicity. You're going to have a certain regime. You're going to have you know, that's what happens. And you can't have the old, you know, he's not going to play. Oh, look, there he is, morning of the game. And everyone knows because he hasn't played reserve grade anyway, because he hasn't been named. It's good stuff. That's all good things.
That's right. But that skullduggery doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, that's exactly right.
It doesn't guarantee you victory or defeat.